today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
He doesn't deal with angels no more. He comes to our worship service, and he takes glory when you praise. And you will defeat and confuse your enemy if you just step out of yourself and stop being cool and stretch it out, man, and give God the glory. He may break forth in your life. That's what the devil don't like, is the fact that God chose you to give him glory.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Strong. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Luke chapter 10, verses 18 through 20.
The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, and I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing. Say it with me, nothing. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Let's give God praise that he recorded your name. He knows my name. I said he knows my name. I'm teaching a series called PUSH, P-U-S-H. The P is for power, it's being released. The U is for uncommon favor. The S is for supernatural strength. And the H is for healing. I need to deal with the S today. From the subject, I am strong. Say it with me, I am strong. Father, I give you praise for this message and thank you that no power of the enemy can overtake your people. Even now, you're making a way. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for infusing us with the strength that serpents must submit to and that scorpions must honor and all the power of the evil one must submit to as well. But nothing will harm your people as we move under the strength and the lightning rod of your glory. So Satan has fallen, and the day star has arose in Christ. Help me to articulate your plan, and you get the glory and we get the growth. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap those hands. Like the devil is in between of them. He's defeated. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but somebody just got an approval. In other words, what you've been seeking for, you're going to find out it's been approved. In this moment. There's supernatural favor. I can't preach favor. I got to preach strength. But I'm telling you, favor has just been released in the atmosphere. It's supernaturally. And for those of you that have been turned down before this service, try it again. Because you're going to see God is about to open it up. Supernatural favor is coming. That's what's in the cloud of his glory in this atmosphere. He's about to infuse you with supernatural strength, but you need to confess it. Say, I am strong.
I am strong.
Amen. You need to confess that all week. I am strong. I'm strong. And I'm going to show you something about the strength here. But you need to confess that I am strong. I perceive that many of us have been listening to the voice of weakness and allowing weakness to speak didactically and prophetically. Even now, the Holy Spirit is dialing down the volume of weakness so that the power and the influence of strength can be augmented. God is putting an amplifier on the voice of strength for you. Thank you, Lord. And you will speak it and you will walk in it in the name of the Lord. So say it with me, I am strong. You're not going to fade because the wind blows or fade because there's obstacles. You're going to stand firm on the rock. You're going to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as you know something, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Luke chapter 10 is powerful with parables. In the scriptures, we see the prodigal son revealed in Luke chapter 10. I believe I'm right on that. Maybe it's chapter 15. But Luke is a powerful person that gives us, he only writes to one person, to the most excellent Theophilus. And he writes to one man. He doesn't write to a group of people, but to one person. And he gives him parables about the power, the influence, and the wisdom of the Lord. But in chapter 10 and verse 18, he talks about seeing Satan fall as lightning. I beheld Satan fall. I saw Satan fall as lightning. His demotion was so severe that he fell as quick as a lightning flash. You need to understand out of this text that the devil is defeated. We give him too much influence. We give him too much of our TV time. The devil is fighting. I said he's fallen. He's a defeated foe. Say he's a defeated foe. Amen. He's fallen. He's fallen. Amen. You need to see that. He doesn't have the strength that he once had, or the luster that he once had, or the glory that he once had. But he's very angry because you took his place. You took his place. Leading the heavenly host in worship, being able to spend and all of heaven give God glory because of his influence, to have pipes coming out of him, music coming from his vessel, having the precious stones in his garment, the unique cherubim that covered the earth. When he fell as lightning, God did not replace him with another cherubim. He says, I love my people so much that I will inhabit their praise now. So when you praise the God that received glory when Lucifer praised, he doesn't deal with angels no more. He comes to our worship service and he takes glory when you praise. And you will defeat and confuse your enemy if you just step out of yourself and stop being cool and stretch it out, man, and give God the glory. He may break forth in your life. That's what the devil don't like, is the fact that God chose you to give him glory. And when you lift your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care and say to Jesus, glory to God, and say to him, whatever you do, I'll say, oh yeah. And you need to give God the praise because that's where his glory is. Devil don't like that. Devil don't like it when you praise God. That's why he wants you to sit there and be cool. But you got to learn how to shake your hair and get rid of your pride and give God the glory so strength can come to you. Ah. Satan fell as lightning. The next verse, I have given you authority. In other words, when he fell, the authority is in the atmosphere, but I took it. And I then infuse you with it. Thank you, God. The authority to summons. The authority to spin. The authority that comes with influence. It's in the atmosphere. But instead of Satan having it, I took that authority and I gave it to you. Come on, I'm emphasizing something. He took authority and gave it to you. I've given you authority. Not to play with the snake or to be influenced by it, but to trample it. I need you to stomp the devil right now. Put your foot on his head. Don't put it on his tail. Put it on his head. You need to put your foot on the enemy and trample on the snake. Don't let him climb up in a tree to talk to you. Put him under your feet. I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. What is the correlation between a snake and a scorpion? One has power in their mouth, and the other has power in its tail. One will bite you in the ankle, and you can see his fang. The other hides it. It curls up in his tail. You may think it's just a regular insect. Until it opens itself up and you don't even see it coming and it stings you. God is trying to show you that the first thing the devil does and the last thing he does is covered under the blood. Some of us have moved past the fang of our enemy, but we don't see the tail of the enemy. This authority will give you the ability not only to start, but to finish well. And I decree and declare a finisher's anointing. A finisher's anointing is in the atmosphere. Many of us start well. You ran well, but what hindered you? God is concerned about the way you finish now. Can the church say amen? I am strong. Strong enough to finish well. Thank you, Lord. Not only will you tread upon the tail of the scorpion, but all powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you if you stay with this authority. If you stay with the one who gave it to you. And he said, don't you rejoice because you see demons flee, or because you see doors open, but rejoice that he knows your name. He wrote it. It's recorded in heaven. My witness and my record. My witness is in heaven and my record is on high. And I'm grateful. It is the constant daily practice of pushing yourself to become stronger. At least it should be the constant daily practice of all of us. To push ourselves to become stronger, to push to receive God's power, the unmerited favor, the uncommon favor, the strength and the healing to become better, even stronger. To nurture, write it down, realistic optimism. To nurture realistic optimism. God wants us to nurture realistic optimism and to maintain a healthy lifestyle and healthy relationships. Even the kingdom rises and falls on relationships. Not only should we nurture realistic optimism, but I really believe God wants us to motivate ourselves to transformation, to see yourself not just changing, but transmogrifying yourself under the power of God. Motivate yourself to undergo transformation into the person that God knows you're capable of becoming. You need to be intentional about submitting to God's process of being transformed, even by the renewing of your mind, so you can become the person that God intended for you to become. Of course, many individuals confuse the idea of being physically strong, even spiritually strong, even mentally strong. We confuse physical, spiritual, and mental strength with acting strong. In other words, there are people who walk around, I'm tough, I'm strong, but that's, it's fake. If you're strong, you don't have to project it. Say, I am strong. Right. You don't even have to say a word. We will know when the wind blows. We will know when there's controversy. We will know when there's a flood. He that heareth these sayings of mine, Matthew 7, and do them, will be likened unto a wise man that builds his house on a rock. And when the winds blow, and the rains descend, and the floods come to beat on that house, it will stand because it's founded, it's grounded on the rock. When the winds of controversy and gossip hit you, we'll know if you're strong. When it hits others, it's a matter of the tabloids and gossip. But when it hits your house, whoo, pray for me, Bishop. Pray. When it's somebody else's house, we want to get on the phone and talk about it until it hits your house. The winds of controversy and gossip will hit every home. The rains of adversity. The rains of adversity will fall on you. You didn't even ask for it. It will just come up like a storm. And flood your house. We'll see if you're strong enough. And when the floods of yesterday, things from the past start surfacing. That's what floods do. It causes poisons and things that seep in the ground to now surface and mix itself with pure water. That's what a flood does. And floods bring up yesterday. Thank you, Lord. You thought it was gone. Thought the contaminants was gone until the flood comes. And you say, I didn't know it affected me this way. I didn't know that I was infected by it that way until this flood came. Thank you, Lord. But I decree and declare that you are strong. Say, I am strong. And when the floods and the rains and the winds come and beat on your house, your strength will be revealed. Thank you, God. So we can't mix the idea of being physically, spiritually, and mentally strong with acting tough or posturing. That's what people do, right? When you're a gun toter, you don't have to do that. All you got to do, you don't have to go through all of that. God, yeah, but you don't have to do that. When you're a gun toter, what? That's how you move. You move differently. Thank you, Lord. Strength ain't in what it used to be in. You ain't Spartacus. You got to get to the point where you know that you have a nomenclature that's greater than that. I can touch you way out there now. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. And your pistol has 66 bullets. It's the word of God. And you need to pull that out and attack the enemy. You don't need to come against me. You need to stand your ground and with the devil that's coming against you. Thank you, Lord. Maybe we got some gun toters up in here. I don't know. I ain't messing with you. I don't know what you got. We're not going to lie to ourselves anymore by posturing about strength. We're going to know that we're strong in God. So we can walk this life with unflagging zeal. Facing danger unflinchingly. That's what God wants us to be today. Don't lie to yourself. And trust in your abilities. Trust in the Lord who gives us strength. Write it down. Power and authority are concepts within leadership. Power and authority are concepts within leadership. It is when God gives you the potential for you to influence somebody else's, even control to some degree, their behavior. This is powerful. It's when God gives you the potential or the ability to influence and control someone else's behavior. And if you don't have your heart right, you won't do right with your power and your influence. We want it, but we don't know what to do when we get it. Thank you, Lord. I want to say it again, that power and influence is a concept that's germane to leadership. That all leaders should have power and authority. The ability to influence, the potential ability to influence a person's behavior, their actions. In other words, your influence is so great that they weren't intending to do that until you showed up and you twisted it or you turned it. That's what you got to see. God says, I'm giving you that kind of power to my people. What? To say, well, I have power? No, don't glory in that. You're supposed to make sure things turn toward him. Turn toward his ways. Turn toward his word. Thank you, Lord. You mean you can determine whether what kind of decision a person would make? Absolutely. A parent with power and authority can be smart when they're raising up children and give them two or three things to choose from versus 50. In other words, I'm not going to ask you what you want. I'm going to say, here are three choices and you make a decision. I'm still influencing and shaping the child's ability to make a choice, but I'm also controlling the boundaries of it. Are you all with it? Leaders have to be able to look out and see where we're going. And then put boundaries up where it don't go too far, but at the same time you can shape behavior. Thank you, Lord. I'm teaching right now and going through ministries and I'm working with ministries. And one of the things that I'm sharing is that leaders should lead. That's the root of leader, L-E-A-D, lead. How do you lead? By managing, by engagement, and by drive. Thank you, Lord. So the leader leads by managing. You must set up systems and inspect them. You don't just turn people loose and say, y'all got it, or I'm tired. You got to manage it. And you got to do it with equity. Liberty and justice for all. The ones you like and the ones you don't like. The ones that's close to you, your homeboys, the one that speak your language, your homegirls, your round the way girls, and the ones that don't speak well to you. They challenge you. The leader still must manage it all well. And if it's too hot,
I won't have to tell you to get out the kitchen. You'll run out.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Strong, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2310-2911. That's reference number 2310-2911.
Veterans contribute to American society in many ways, not just during active duty. Throughout history, military service members have worn their uniforms to protect the values and liberties on which this nation was built. Join us next Sunday, November 5th, as we honor our Trim Nation veterans, brothers, sisters, sons, and daughters in uniform who served and are currently on active duty or retired. Calling all Abishai-inspired men, mark your calendar for Lift 321, the 2024 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th. You do not want to miss this experience, so save the dates and schedule a reminder, and we will see you at Truth Revealed. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started. Daylight saving time will end next Sunday, November 5th at 2 a.m. Remember to set your clocks back an hour before going to bed on Saturday, November 4th. And we will see you at Truth Reveal at 8 a.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.